It's the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, your weekly local sports podcast. And now, here's your hosts, Greg Revels and Tony Stowers.
And we're back with Season 3, Episode 14 of the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, sponsored by Pilgrim's Pride. We've got lots of football to talk about. We're down to it, Tony. Couple of teams looking at the playoffs here. Yep. Some still having to determine and may need some help to get in, but moving over to basketball too for one team anyway, and fixing to do that for several other teams.
We wait for football season all year, and then you get here and you anticipate, and now high school football, except for a couple of teams, is going to be over. And I'm kind of sad about it. I know not everybody's sad about it, but I'm kind of sad about it. So.
Well, I think that it's a situation that's just the way it goes.
I think so.
You're right. But before we do that, we're going to be talking about the number 58 today. The first one on there.
Got to be the best 58 in sports history, don't you think?
Well, I figured that's what you would say.
That's not what I asked you. Jack Lambert, Count Dracula in cleats, he was called. I've heard it said that Jack Lambert tells his kids about the boogeyman, and the boogeyman tells his kids about Jack Lambert. But probably the most aggressive linebacker to ever play in the NFL. Now, you got Butkus, you've got Lawrence Taylor. There's some great ones, Ray Nitschke, but for my money, I mean, the Jack Lambert is the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Well, I'm going to tell you what I see here. When you look at the three names you've got there, if you name three linebackers, I don't think you can name three better ones than those three right there.
Oh, I know.
As a trio.
Yeah.
You've got
– Von Miller's had a great career.
Yeah, and, I didn't know he was playing – he was playing for the Commanders last night.
He was.
I didn't know he was doing that.
I think he's like 45 years old.
Yeah, he is.
And then, Derek Thomas, of course, he was a great linebacker. He died tragically in an automobile accident, wasn't it?
Drowned.
Oh, did he drown? Okay.
Yeah, yep.
Carl Banks was with Lawrence Taylor on those Giants teams that were great that Bill Parcells coached. Kim Bokemper was a linebacker on the undefeated Dolphins teams. Only got to play 9 years because of injury, but he was great those 9 years. And then an outlier, Greg, Levon Hernandez was the closer for the Florida Marlins when they won the World Series in 97, and he was the World Series MVP.
Number 58?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
That's what doing these numbers teaches you,
Well, and then there's been some shocks on there, and then there's everybody knew that I was waiting to get to 58 and 59.
Sure,
59 be next week, and y'all find out.
Okay.
Yeah, well, Landon Jackson wore number 58 for the Razorbacks.
There you go.
At one time,
yeah,
he didn't wear it all the time, but he did wear that. So there's your Razorback connection.
Yeah.
Tuttle.
Yeah, we're missing Tuttle today.
We are.
But anyway.
Not a whole lot.
Time to talk about high school football.
For decades, York Gary Autoplex has stood side by side with Scrapper Sports, and they know the value of hard work, dedication, and teamwork. The same values that drive both the Scrappers and York Gary. From sponsoring athletics to serving families across generations, York Gary proves every day that they need to go beyond expectations. Scrapper fans, when you need a new Chevy, GMC, Dodge, Ram, Jeep, or Chrysler, there's only one name to remember: York Gary Autoplex.
All right, it's time to talk about the Nashville Scrappers. And Nashville, on a 7-game winning streak after losing their first two games, hadn't gotten beat in a while, Tony, and went up to Malvern. And Malvern expected to be one of the toughest games for them this year, and they just put it on them, 42-14.
The result did not surprise me. The fact they beat about 28 points surprised me, yeah, especially up there. And I imagine Malvern not real happy about that. And Malvern now at 4-5.
I know.
I mean, they're not one of our basic teams that we cover, but they're in the conference that we cover. And I can't – You know, I know people thought Malvern would take a step back. I don't think anybody thought they'd be 4-5 going into the last week.
No, I don't think so either. And that's what kind of what I was referring to earlier when we talked. But Nashville, just with a great game, that game right there puts them in first place in the conference.
Yep.
So they're going to be playing the fifth place team from conference somewhere up north.
Yeah.
And so they'll get a long trip to the hill and get to go home unhappy, I'm sure.
Arkansas team up north, cannon fodder, I think is going to their nickname. because that's what they're going to travel down here and be cannon fodder.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right. But I you know, kind of looking forward to that. But before that, Nashville's going to host Genoa Central 1-8. And you know, let's just be realistic. Mm-hmm. Good game for Coach Cheshire to probably maybe rest his starters a little bit, get going, and then maybe rest them a little bit for the next week.
Yeah, who I coach? Nobody. But you wouldn't want to get a key player hurt against Genoa.
No. Right. Yeah. No, that's right. So
like the Redskins having Jaden Daniels on the field down 38-7 last night.
Yeah, when he was hurt.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, he just came back. Yeah. So, I mean, that's crazy.
We said it last week, Malvern was something to prove, but I don't want to face a Nashville Scrappers that was on a seven-game winning streak.
Yeah, you called that because I said that I thought Malvern would play well, and you said you was on the other side of it.
They did for about a half of a quarter. But I'm tell you, I think.
Do you think Arkadelphia and Nashville on a collision course?
I hope so. Mm. I think that'd be a great game at the state championship.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, that'd be great.
That would be great.
Yeah, I would love to see that.
They only won 63-0.
So. Yeah, I know. I think they got mad after Nashville beat them. Anyway, Coach Brad Cheshire is always kind enough to talk to us, and let's talk to him.
All right, I've got Coach Brad Cheshire of the Nashville Scrappers on the line. Coach, big win over the Malvern Leopards Friday night.
Yes, absolutely. That it was a big opportunity for us to go in and seal the deal with the one seed, obviously with still one game remaining in conference play, but it was good to be able to get that win. Obviously, hadn't been able to beat those guys in the last four seasons. And always going up there, it seems like Malvern always plays, much harder up there. So, good to get that win. Good to be able to lock in the one seed with still, another game to finish in conference play. But good to finish the one seed. Good to be the conference champion first time in 5 years. Something that normally, we're the contender for the conference title every single year, something that we've kind of been used to through the history of Scrapper football. So it was good to kind of get back on top in the conference. In a conference that does have some tough opponents and good quality opponents. But thought our kids played hard, thought they handled every situation the right way, and had a really good crowd there Friday night, which was glad to see. Obviously, being Halloween, there were some people that weren't able to make it with younger kids that were going to stay and do the trick-or-treating, which is understood. But had a good crowd, extremely, extremely – extremely happy with the outcome Friday night.
Well, that's great, Coach. And before we talk about the future, I just want to give you an opportunity to mention some of the guys that really stood out Friday night.
Bryce Perrin ran the ball extremely hard Friday night. He ended up having 160 total rushing yards with two touchdowns. Jacoby Hobson rushed for 176 yards and a touchdown. Jacoby's a kid that when the ball is in his hands, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, he's just so explosive and so quick. But I thought those two did a really good job of running the football on Friday night. Defensively, our leading tackler defensively on the season, Abari Williams, continues to lead every single week. He led the team with 10 tackles, two tackles for loss. Thought our defensive line did a good job Friday night with three of our defensive line being in the top four. So our second, third, and fourth leading tacklers Friday night were three defensive linemen, and led by Mekhi Johnson, Braden Irby, and Jadon Williamson. Mekhi Johnson ended up having eight tackles, two tackles for loss, two sacks, and a forced fumble. Braden Irby had a good night at defensive line with six tackles, three tackles for loss, and a fumble recovery. And then Jadon Williamson had six tackles, two tackles for loss, and a forced fumble. So, you know, I thought we had quite a few dudes that played well. You know, Devontae Gillum at the cornerback position, he had an interception for a touchdown, a 30-yard interception for a touchdown. Cortez Cooper at safety had an interception. Had four pass breakups, Josh Walker, Hayden Gray, Trenton Northcross, and Devontae Gillum. So we had quite a few guys step up and play well, and guys that just continue to grow and get better every single week.
That's great, Coach. And you know, seven wins in a row after, you know, you start off 0-2. It seems like y'all got it rolling the right way. And playoffs looming, you've sewed up the number one seed. You're going to play the number five seed from, if I believe right, it's conference four, if that's right.
It's going to be the five seed from the conference from the three.
Okay.
The 3-4A. We will end up playing the loser of Pocahontas and Highland. They actually play this Thursday, this week. So we'll play the loser. The winner of that game will be the four, which will get Arkadelphia round one.
Okay. So they might as well ride together down here. So.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. That's a long trip. I've made the trip the other way, and it's a long ways up there.
It is that.
Yeah.
It's a ways, that's for sure.
And so I know whichever team y'all face, they're going to really look forward to coming to the Hill to play football next Friday night. So,
well,
it's being facetious when I say that.
Yeah, and both of those teams are competitive teams that we're going to have to, when that time comes, I mean, we'll have to do a good – I mean, when you get in the playoffs, anything can happen, you know, and whether you're 1, 2, 3, or 4, or 5. You know, there's been many years I've seen the one seeds get upset in the first round. So you can't take anybody lightly. When that time comes, it's win or go home.
Yeah, you're right about that. And before you get to the playoffs, just wanted to mention that real quickly because you are there. But before you get there, you've still got to face the Dragons from Genoa Central.
Yeah, and, you know, one thing I want to say is I've got a lot of respect for Coach LeGrand, the head coach at Genoa Central, for what he's doing with that football program. You know, it's not easy, you know, being in that chair. And, you know, Genoa Central for the last two seasons being back in 11-man, you know, last year, I want to say, yeah, last year, you know, they went 0-10. You know, this year they've won one game, beat Spring Hill early in the year. But, you know, Coach LeGrand continues to go to work with those kids. And, you know, there's no giving up in those kids. You can see on film that they're always trying to find ways to move the football offensively, whether it's trick plays or whatever it may be. And so a lot of respect for Coach LeGrand you know, just the fact that you know, he has those guys in 11-man football trying to build that program, trying to get them competitive at this level, which is tough. You know, this is a tough conference.
Yeah, it is.
And so, you know, you're never going to hear me say anything negative about that program, even though they're 1-8 coming to our place, and you know they've struggled, you know, tremendously this year, but. But still, those kids are going to continue to play hard for them.
Well, and, you know, and you wouldn't expect anything less. But you do, you know, we do have to be realistic. If at least I can be, you can be more politically correct if you want to. But I'm thinking that if things go the way they should, you ought to get a chance to rest some of your players and you know, let some other guys play and get ready, get them rested up for the playoffs.
Well, hope, you know, yeah, and that's right. I 100% agree. And, And I hope I'm able to do that. And I hope I'm able to give a lot of dudes some experience and some reps this week. And but at the end of the day, we still, you know, we've got to start. We've got to have a good week of practice, and we've got to go play hard early on. And, you know, it's like I tell our team every single week, you know, it's this week is not about Genoa. It's about, and I told our coaches Sunday, is this is about us going to get better at what we're not very good at right now, you know, and just kind of doing some self-scouting and kind of trying to decide, all right, what do we have to do better as we go into the playoffs, you know, and what are we going to have to be really good at offensively and defensively in round one, two, and especially round three and four. And so, you know, this week is a big week, you know, for us to do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would agree 100%. I'm going to assume that Friday night's going to be senior night on the Hill.
Yes, sir. It is. We will recognize 14 senior high football players, and then we'll recognize our senior cheerleaders and senior band members. And so it'll be, you know, it's obviously Friday night. You know, you're going to have a lot of folks that may be at the deer camp getting ready to go deer hunting Saturday morning. But hopefully, you know, hopefully we still have a good crowd show up Friday night and support these seniors and recognize all of their accomplishments and what they've been able to do so far this year.
Somehow I just imagine they'll come in from the deer camps for the scrapper football.
Well, there's no doubt, you know, every year that's always said, well, it's deer season, you know, they're not going to be here, but there's people love scrapper football. Folks around here, they love the scrapper football and they support these kids, whether it's football, band or cheer. And I fully expect them to be here.
Yeah, me too. Coach, I appreciate you so much for you taking the time to talk to me. Look forward to talking to you as you get into the playoffs. And you know, we're playing all the way to the state finals, so I hope you are too.
Well, we are going to take this dude one day, one week at a time and see what happens. Hopefully we can continue to get better and peak at the right time.
That sounds great, man. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to me every week.
Yes, sir. Thank you for, you know, continuing to, you know, support us and allowing me to promote our kids and our school.
Appreciate you, man.
Hometown Poultry Supply, open in Nashville, right next door to McDonald's at 1516 South 4th Street, your new poultry supply and equipment dealer serving all of Southwest Arkansas and beyond. Whether you're building new houses or retrofitting old ones, they've been in your shoes, they're growers themselves, so they know what works and what doesn't. They've got turnkey construction, 24/7 service and repair, and they carry all the top brands. At Hometown Poultry Supply, they take care of you better then they take care of themselves. Come see them today.
Mina Bearcats, one of the teams that we're talking about going to the playoffs, Tony, and this last week, a tough game against the Clinton Yellow Jackets. They got stung.
Yeah. Clinton, a very, very good football team. You know, the schedule makers did not do Mina any favors by scheduling Clinton week 9, or I guess it, if you have week 0, it's week 8.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, we're back on week 0.
I think it's actually week 9.
Is it?
Yeah, because everybody had a week off, and now it's
lined out.
There you
go, out. See?
Yeah.
Triple A fixed it. We complained enough, and they fixed it.
Yeah, they didn't fix it. It just worked out.
And then Dardanelle, of course, last week, this week, 9-0. You know, I know Coach Bentley well enough to know that they're not going to back down. They're going to come out on the field. They're going to give it their all, and that's just the way the Meaty Bearcats play. You know, they play hard against everybody. They're 3-3 now in the 4-4A. That's currently again tied for fourth with Pottsville, who also lost Friday night. They lost to Dardanelle, so it's basically the same scenario as it was last week. Max Rocha, I got to see him play once this year. He was incredible. He's had a great year on both sides of the line for the Bearcats. Trip Hensley, another good game, 167 total yards. And Geis Anderson was the leading receiver with 3 catches for 59 yards against Clinton.
So Max Rocha's playing offensive and defensive line.
Absolutely.
All the time. Okay. Okay, well, good deal.
He's a full-grown man.
He is a full-grown man. He is a full-grown man, and Coach Bentley will probably have some nice things to say about Max Rocha. Let's see what he says.
Yep. I'm here with Coach Bentley of the Mena Bearcats, and Coach, we talked about what an opposing foe that the Clinton Yellow Jackets would be, and they were all that Friday night.
Yeah. I mean, definitely a top 10 worthy team in the state. I think they proved that. Rough night for us. We got behind the eight ball early and just couldn't really get out of it. You know, still proud of our kids. They played really hard. We never have to worry about how hard our kids are going to play or physical or anything like that. But, you know, from me down, you know, we just got to be better at the little things. And you know, I think we saw a lot of things throughout practice that happened that week that kind of, you know, turned around the game and got us. And so we just have to be better at that going forward.
And this week, I know that it's the Darnell Sand Lizards, and the schedule maker didn't do you any favors in that regard.
Yeah, but, you know, hey, that, you know, we want to be, you know, considered one of those teams. And, you know, it is a tough turnaround, but, you know, it is what it is, and you can't run from it. And you know, if you want to be considered a top team, you got to be willing to play the top team and not make excuses. So, you know, we welcome the challenge. We're excited about it. Why would you not want to play a big game, right? I mean, these games are always more, you know, exciting than the ones that you know, everybody thinks you're going to win or blow somebody out or whatever. So it's senior night for us. You know, our main goal is, you know, to honor these seniors. We got a great group this year, and to get out and get after that game and compete. And, we're super excited about playing it as we head into playoffs off of it, too.
Well, and Tripp had his – you know, usual good game. You can almost go ahead, and you know, it's like a guy who cheats and fills out his golf scorecard before he even goes. You already know what you're going to get out of that young man. And Max Rocha is a kid that not a kid. He's a full grown man.
Just a really good player.
Really impressed with him when I saw him, and I know he's been helping you on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he has, and I mean, he's an all-state guy and a four-year starter for us. And you know, Guy Sanderson jumped in there and had a lot of big catches. Ryder House had a ton of tackles again. So, just you know, I mean, like I said, I think attention to detail is where, you know, after we go back and look at the film, offensively, defensively, whether it was alignment or assignment or whatever, and it's not just players; it's coaches as well too. And so, I think all of our attention to detail, you know, kind of got us behind the other night. And we got to be better going forward at that. So, again, though, we're just blessed that we get a chance to play again here at home. And it'll be our last home game before we head into the playoffs. We'll be on the road for that. But like I said, we don't run away from the big games. You know, we've especially these seniors done a lot to move the program forward and keep it going. And we welcome that challenge.
I love that attitude. Coach, I noticed conference standings. I know Pottsville lost Friday as well, so you've still got an opportunity to pass them if you all would win and they would lose. Is that correct?
Yeah, it would. You know, they're playing, you know, a team that they should be able to take care of business on their end.
Right.
But yeah, we would need, even if we won, we would definitely need them to lose to be able to jump ahead of them there. Right. We expect them to take care of business and get that job done on Friday. That's kind of where we are. We can't finish any better than fourth right now.
Well, Coach, you are always good to give us some time, and I really appreciate it. Good luck Friday night, and I look forward to talking to you about some playoff football next week.
Yeah, anytime, and I appreciate you covering us.
You take care.
UA Cossetot, cccua.edu. We appreciate them so much for sponsoring the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air, and you need to go to that website today. You can find out so much information, including how to apply and enroll, and check out all of their programs and areas of study, their degree plans, medical education, online programs, programs by campus, and their high school programs as well. You can graduate high school with an associate's degree using the UA Cossetot High School programs they have on offer. You can also figure out how to pay for college as well, either with financial aid or scholarships, disbursements and refunds, and so much more. Figure out your textbooks and all career pathways. You can also check out their athletic stuff, their Colts merchandise shop. And speaking of that, you can go to uacossetotcolts.com. That is a website dedicated just for Colts fans. So you can check out, you know, basketball's about to be starting up. Soccer is going strong right now. Their shooting sports are going strong, and you can visit their team shop. And you can donate directly to the UA Casa Colts and their athletic department there on the website. So join the Colts Club today and go to uacasatalkcolts.com. And again, they're the main website. You can find out everything you need to know. Look at their calendar. Check out more about them and the news and all of their locations and everything. UA Casa, again, we appreciate them so much for sponsoring the podcast, and they've been with us for a good while now. So again, it's perfect for us, and we love talking about them. UA Casa Todd, hit up cccua.edu today.
Time to talk about the Dierks Outlaws. First thing you got to say, congratulations.
Yeah.
$1 million.
Partay.
Yeah. What
you
a
put,
deal.
You put your pinky up next to your, between your lip. You know, $1 million.
That's right. Nobody deserves it more than they did. They worked so hard on that, and congratulations to them.
It's really a win for Southwest Arkansas and the whole state of Arkansas. You know, 2 million votes. Yeah. Holy cow, there's only 3 million people in Arkansas.
That's right.
And I saw a stat where, and I don't know where people got this information, but roughly 400,000 people voted for Dierks at least once, and the average person voted 5 times for Dierks. So, that's pretty incredible, man.
Yeah.
That's wanting it. That's wanting it pretty bad.
Yeah. That's right. Now they're going to have to go back to school.
That's exactly
right. They've been voting, but yeah. Nah, just kidding. They hadn't been doing that. I did find it interesting that I saw the article in the sports page on the Arkansas Democrat. Didn't know the guy's picture that was there. It was interesting.
I don't believe
it was Grover Hill, though.
Grover Washington,
unless he's had some face surgery that I don't know about. Yeah. I don't believe that was Grover. Yeah. But anyway, congratulations.
It was a Grover on Sesame Street.
Yeah, it wasn't him either. It wasn't that one either.
Was it Grover Cleveland?
It wasn't Grover Cleveland.
Okay.
I don't know what Grover it was.
Yeah.
But anyway.
I really think that pushed him over the top.
Yeah. Yeah, you do?
Yeah.
I think so, too. Dierks Outlaws. Finishing up the season, traveling to the Gurdon Go Devils. They're 4-5. Gurdon's 5-4. Dierks lost the Howard County Cup, or the Archie Cawthron Cup, as it's called now.
Yeah.
46-22 to the Mineral Springs Hornets, which, where'd they come from?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, we were talking about, you know, it's been a few weeks ago, we were talking about Foreman playing them, and they were 0-whatever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, they just start blowing up.
They've got it going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dierks with some injuries and, you know, kind of, you know, limping a little bit. But, you know, apparently Gurdon may be doing the same thing. So this may be a really good ball game Friday night for the Outlaws to finish on a high note. As Gurdon, as we talked about earlier, lost to Foreman 52-20. Drake Thatcher had his usual good game, though. He had 162 yards of total offense and a touchdown. And Elijah Hawthorne had 10 tackles. He's just a sophomore, so we'll probably be saying that young man's name in the next couple years a lot.
And let's see what Coach Paul Ernest has to say about the game with the Go Devils.
Line with Outlaw Coach Paul Ernest. Coach ran into a mineral team on Friday that has just improved as the seasons went on, and that combined with the injuries you guys are suffering, I think it kind of spelled out the game.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of a perfect storm, really. And they had some really good athletes move up from their junior high squad that provided some explosiveness for them, but we really couldn't handle the quarterback, Keithan Dixon. He's a great kid. Had a great night running the football, which we expected him to be a threat running the football, and he threw it better than we expected him to on the run. He did a really good job keeping his eyes downfield and finding gaps with receivers as they moved in and out of the zone, and you know, it was really all we could handle. We did have some injuries, but you know, nobody feels sorry for you. You got to have next man up mentality, and you can't play a team like Mineral Springs. I think we finally got a turnover in the last minute of the game, maybe. But until then, we had turned it over 5 times. They turned it over 9. And when you're playing a good football team with good athletes, that's what happens. So
you can't go minus four, can you, on the turnover differential?
No, and we you know, found some success early in the year tracking three major categories and explosive plays, missed tackles, and the turnover margin. And in the games that we won, the games we were competitive in, you know, we were right there in the lead in two of those three. And on Friday against Mineral Springs, we didn't win any of those three. So game turned out probably how the game should have turned out with the way we played and the way they played. And they've gotten a lot better, and we have not. So, you know, we've just got to continue to work through the off season and see if we can put a better product out there.
You know, and y'all have the Gurdon Go Devils finish with them this week. They're kind of a team that's tracking similar to you guys. Get the W this week and have a 5-5 non-losing season. What can you tell me about the Go Devils?
Yeah, they're physical up front. They're also going to get the benefit of a really good undefeated conference champion junior high team that had a ton of freshmen on it. So I know they're going to get some major help up front with a kid that's going to move up on both sides of the ball. They get a really good skill kid at the running back position, but they're kind of in the same boat we are. You're right. They're banged up. I think they are still kind of trying to struggle every now and then with overcoming maybe a little bit of complacency. I think they, you know, won some big games early, and you know, they struggled. I think last week it was probably the biggest upset in the conference in a couple years to see, you know, Foreman. Again, can't talk enough about what Coach Ed Baker's doing down there at Foreman with getting those kids turned around. But still, you know, the gap between those two teams, for the most part, the thought throughout the conference was that was a major upset. So, you know, I think Gurdon is probably one of, if not the best coach football team in 2A football. They do everything right. They're very physical. They run an old style of offense in a wishbone with a bunch of oversets. It gets you lined up wrong and then kind of pound it down your throat. And then defensively, in 2A football, a lot of times you put a film in and you watch, and it's hard to tell maybe what somebody's rules are or what they're being taught. But when you put a Gurdon film in, it's very evident very early that they are very well coached and very disciplined in it. So we got our work cut out for us. Would love to be able to go into the offseason with a 5-5 record and have something to build on with two groups coming that have had a lot of success in their career. So, you know, a big game for us. Last time these seniors will put on pads for the most part. And, yeah, you know, just trying to celebrate our time together.
Well, Coach, we have not got a chance to talk since Thursday and the announcement was made. I know that you got to be as proud as you can be to be a Dirks Outlaw and our part of the state, Southwest Arkansas, and the way that it all came together. And I'm going to guess that you're glad it's over.
Oh, I am. I'm absolutely glad it's over, but it's really not over. The competition is over.
Right.
But we've got a lot of events. November 14th, T-Mobile is going to throw a bash that, you know, the community is invited to, that people are invited to celebrate the win, and lots of events. The good news is on that, T-Mobile fits the bill on that. So
there you go.
They're going to have it as a blowout, I think. And, you know, we're trying to get that stuff organized, you know, along with the $1 million stadium upgrade. You know, come some Gronk Fitness weight room upgrades, and then trips to the SEC Championship game in Atlanta on December 6th. So even though the competition's over with, there's still a lot going on that, you know, pulls some attention and pulls some time away. And, you know, very proud of our community, very proud of our kids. A lot was asked of them. And I think in the moment it was a lot of work. And I think there were some, you know, kind of getting tired of being asked to do some things by the kids. But looking back at it, I think they enjoyed it. They might have griped and complained about having to come up in the evening sometimes. But overall, I think it was a great experience for them. And now we just got to keep in mind, I think, that $1 million is a ton of money. But when you're spending it in the school business, it's not as much as people think. So
yes,
we've got to keep in mind that we want $1 million, not $100 million, because I've heard what everybody has plans for it already. And we don't have near enough money for all the plans that we've had come in. I can tell you that.
Well, I'm proud of your young people as well. Your little, some short-term pain from some long-term gain, and you know, Outlaw Athletics will benefit from it for the next 20 or 30 years. So it's something to really be proud of.
Yeah, you know, and the probably the biggest thing that I'm proud of, I don't know, you know, if it means anything at all, but I'm just proud of the fact that, you know, we weren't big enough by any stretch of the imagination really to win this thing. And we had to have some help. And, you know, the whole state started, you know, fairly locally. It started with neighboring communities kind of getting on board. And by the end of this thing, we had votes from all 50 states, and you look at it and, you know, I think Gurdon, who we play this Friday night, they had a put the QR code up at halftime and asked everybody to pull out their phone. And when you start, when votes were made, about the time they would have had halftime, we had a spike, got up to 1,297 votes during that time. And those are, you know, two teams and two groups of fans in our conference that on Friday nights when we're playing is not always the most cordial. You know, the games get heated, and both communities are competitive communities, but yet when we needed help, they took time out of their game and their halftime program to ask people to vote for us. And I think that was the overwhelming feeling across the state, was that, you know, small town Arkansas, we're going to show that we can show up and do big things. And I'm very proud of that. I was just very proud of my friends in the coaching business, the schools that I had been at, and then schools that we have nothing to do with, really, all reaching out and all supporting us. So that was huge. I think it makes a grand statement and a big statement for the state of Arkansas as a whole.
I totally agree with that. Coach, always enjoy talking to you. We'll talk at least one more time next week about how it goes with the Go Devils Friday night. Good luck.
All right, Tony. I appreciate it, and very much appreciate everything you do for high school football. And, you know, hope you get what you need from all of us, because it's very important to us what you're doing. So appreciate it very much, and go Outlaws.
Go Outlaws.
DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. DeQueen Animal Hospital at 1690 Highway 70 West, right here in DeQueen. Give them a call, 870-642-8387, to schedule an appointment today. And Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, located at 139 Southern Drive in Ashdown. You can call them at 870-898-5181. Come on, man. Martin Veterinary Services, think of them as your other family doctor, okay? Everybody knows your furry little ones. Come on, you need to give them the best health care possible, and you will do no wrong by going with Martin Veterinary Services, Ashdown Veterinary Clinic, DeQueen Animal Hospital. Just, if you don't take my word for it, take all these Google reviews, 5 stars across the board of all of this. And they're all recent, too. They help our dogs. They give them shots. They check them out. Absolutely awesome place to take your fur babies. This town gained angels when he brought his family here. That's how much people trust Dr. Martin and his staff. Absolutely amazing staff. I've used them personally. I got myself a new dog not long ago. A new dog. You know, got myself a dog, and he was a stray, so took him there. You know, he of course had, you know, worms and some other small problems, some skin problems. They helped him through all of that. And then actually just recently got him, got him neutered over there. And it was a great process. They kept him overnight, you know, and picking him up, and you almost couldn't even tell that anything had happened, you know? So that was very, very cool to see. They love my dog up there, and I'm sure they love yours. I've taken my cats there for their yearly show shots and all that stuff. So whether it's just routine or something serious, you can trust DeQueen Animal Hospital and Ashdown Veterinary Clinic. We appreciate them for sponsoring the podcast since the very beginning. So trust Martin Veterinary Services today.
Time to talk about the Costot River Eagles. They've finished their football season, Tony, and they've already moved on to basketball.
They have. They played Friday night against Blevins, lost that game, but Caleb Alade had 16 points and 6 rebounds for them. And they got a busy week this week, as they will host Acorn and then travel to Caddo Hills on Thursday to play what is Caddo Hills? The Miners? They're not. They should be, but they're not.
They're the Indians.
They're the Indians. That's right.
Yeah.
Sorry.
He wants to rename every team.
I do.
I kind of do, too.
Maybe Governor Sanders will just give me the authority to go through and rename every team.
Yeah.
Me and Tyler, I have
We always it. Do it. Yeah.
She wants if she knows.
The reason I would call Caddo the miners is because their gym's so dark and you need to light on your
head. Well, you're right about that. we had to have our flashlights out to be able to work the game when we were up there.
There's a nice atmosphere there.
Yeah, it's like a
steakhouse.
Well, a lot of teams like all the light on their court.
And
the stand's not as lit. But
I think they just don't have lights.
Yeah,
I don't think that's it.
They might need a new light or two.
They may need an extra light.
But Eagles off and running in basketball, so we're off and running in basketball as well.
Yep, there we go. So that's what we got, and Coach Barrett. He's always kind enough to give us a call and talk to us, and we'll talk to him for a second.
Here with Coach Dakota Barrett of the Causatot River Eagles. The Eagles have transitioned from football to basketball, had their first game versus Blevins on Friday. And Coach, tell us a little bit about that game, and then we'll talk about what's coming up this week.
Well, man, I ain't never lied to y'all, and I'll cut you straight now. They come out and put it on us. Blevins has got a really good ball team. I really think they're better this year than last year, and went to the quarters last year. They're really complete. They do a good job down there. Got some really good athletes. For us, I really felt like we could match them, but we didn't. And a lot of turnovers. I graduated 11 seniors last year,
right?
And we got to fill that void. You know, we got to look around, see who stepped up. We've got the athletes to do it. We've got the ball players to do it. It's a mental thing. Lots of turnovers, non-forced turnovers, stuff like that. Caleb Alade led us in scoring. You know, didn't get a lot out of everybody else. We shot a lot of threes, a lot of quick possessions, you know, stuff like that. But the good news about all that is we can go back to the drawing board and get it right and, you know, fix a lot of that in practice. Akron comes to town tonight, Tuesday night, and we got to show up and do what we can there. So I'm excited for basketball season. Our girls basketball, they beat Blevins by two. They scored 62 points, and it was a really, really good victory for Causatot River.
Well, Coach, you guys are a little new to the football thing. How long do you think Blevins has been practicing compared to how long y'all been practicing?
Boy. Well, I can speak on that. To be honest, we've had a week and a half of full practice.
Right.
And as much as I'd want to whine on that, Blevins started in August, even with their non-football guys, which is most of them. Most of them don't play football in senior high.
Right.
And which is great. They started practice in August. Here's the deal, though. I don't get to whine about that because we've had that upper hand here at Causatot for the last 13, 14 years. Existence of the school, and you know, we go play Charleston, Boonville, and typically coming out of deep in playoffs, and we play them the next week. And you win some of those, you lose some of those, but a lot of times you see those teams meshing at the right time come February. And now that we're a football school, that's what we got to do. We got to get locked in and try to get better every week, and you know, see what happens come tournament time.
Well, and anybody, you have any scoring leader for the girls or anybody played well?
Yeah, lots of girls played really well. I don't have stats with me right now. Gwen Bradshaw led us all night long. We were feeding her in the middle. She's an ex-OD Queen Leopard, but we are sure glad to have her here and played really well. Thought we played really well team ball. And then got some really good minutes off the bench from Jalen Miller and Lindsey Wilkinson and Maddie Johnson. Several of those come off the bench and did what we need them to do. But really, to be honest with you, Gwen is our scorer, but we are anchored by Riley Manning. She's our point guard. She can go. The shots weren't really falling for her, but when she gets hot, they're going to be fun to watch.
Boy, Gwen, a really good girl from a really good family, and as good a basketball player as she's a girl. So a real get for you guys. Hey, so this week it's Akron, right? And then
Akron and Caddo Hills Thursday.
Caddo Hills on Thursday. So, man, I hope next week we are talking about four Eagle victories, two on the boys and two on the girls' side. And just appreciate you and taking the time to talk with us.
You betcha. Y'all guys are awesome. Hope you have a good day.
You too. Take care.
And now it's time for my favorite segment of the show, and that is the awards segment, where we're able to give a bunch of awards and accolades out to the great, great players in the area. So, if you don't mind, we're going to start it off. Greg, who is the Shelter Insurance Jeff Woods Agency Leopard Player of the Week?
That's going to be Jake Martin, Leopard quarterback. He scored three touchdowns Friday night against the Magnolia Panthers.
Excellent. Moving on to the Domtar Panther Player of the Week.
That's going to be Tyler Smith.
Nice. Horatio State Bank Lion Player of the Week.
Isaiah Callahan. He had a TD, a two-point conversion, and also rushed for 90 yards.
Excellent. And the Horatio State Bank Gator Player of the Week.
They're going to go with their offensive line. They've blocked well all year, but they rushed for 372 yards and a big victory over the Gurdon Go Devils.
Excellent. And the Loveless Refrigeration Scrapper Player of the Week.
Well, while they had a lot of different players they could have went with, we're going to go with Makai Johnson. Mm. He had eight tackles, two tackles for loss, two sacks, and one forced fumble in the win over Malvern.
Also, let's go to the Shelter Insurance Todd Moore Agency Outlaw Player of the Week.
And we're going to go with Elijah Hawthorne. He had 10 tackles.
Excellent. And the Union Bank of Mena Bearcat Player of the Week.
Max Rocha. He's been a standout on both the offensive line and defensive line all year long.
Heard that name before. The Union Bank of Mena Eagle Player of the Week.
And that's, we're going to go with Caleb Olade, 16 points and six rebounds in their first basketball game.
Excellent. The Toad, now we move on to the bigger awards here, the Toad Thumper Lure Offensive Player of the Area.
We're going to go with Riley Williamson there. He surpassed 500 yards rushing and 2,000 yards passing in the game Friday night.
Man, oh man. What about the Horatio State Bank Defensive Player of the Area?
We're going to go with Barry Williams of the Nashville Scrappers. He had 10 tackles in the win over Malvern.
Excellent. And the coveted Mud Creek Designs Player of the Area, who wins themselves a Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air t-shirt.
And that's going to go to sophomore Landon Wise of the DeQueen Leopards. 39 carries for 211 yards. He broke the 1,000-yard mark for yardage in the season.
Nice.
Great game and a great season by Landon Wise, and congratulations to him.
Most excellent. We have one more sort of award to give out here, and that is the DeQueen Motorsports Game of the Week.
The Game of the Week this week is going to be Arkansas High at DeQueen on Thursday night, so remember that, it's going to be moved to Thursday. Big game for both Arkansas High and DeQueen to end the season on a positive note.
Nice. Definitely want to keep your eyes on that one. At Pilgrims, their vision guides everything they do to be the best and most respected company in the industry, creating the opportunity of a better future for their team members. Absolutely amazing. We love having Pilgrims Pride as our title sponsor. From education and recreation to healthcare and social services, JBS USA invests in meaningful community projects that have helped lasting benefits for their team members and their neighbors, and they provide meaningful investments in projects that will have lasting impact for generations to come. The Hometown Strong Initiative is part of a $70 million contribution to the communities where they live and work. Also, building the largest free college tuition program in rural America, Better Futures. Pilgrims is providing team members and their child dependents the opportunity to pursue their higher education dreams for associate degrees and trade certificates at community and technical college tuition free. Also, they want their team members to know just how much they appreciate their dedication by ensuring they love working with us. As part of their total compensation package, they offer comprehensive employee benefits designed to meet the healthcare and financial goals of their team members and
and their families today, tomorrow, and in the future. Their seven values include determination, simplicity, availability, humility, sincerity, discipline, and ownership. These values are reflected in the hard work of their team members every single day. Community is also a driving force behind everything Pilgrims does, whether it's in community events, fundraisers, charitable donations to the community. Pilgrims can always be seen helping wherever they can. We value the people who make our company a success. Seriously, so many fundraisers in the area, you always know Pilgrims always donates the chicken and even cooks it sometimes. They're always seen in the community for many community events. So we appreciate them so much in the community for employing so many people here and also for sponsoring and being the title sponsor for the Southwest Arkansas Sports Page on the Air. So again, we appreciate them so much. Opportunity awaits. Join their talent community today and visit jobs.pilgrims.com. And that about wraps up all of the high school sports for the area, but we always like to hop on and talk about some national topics, and this conversation is brought to you by Mina Pre-Owned.
All right, and you know, starting out, Tony, I think we'd be remiss if we didn't talk about the YouTube ESPN finasco.
It's affecting you and I.
It is affecting me. My life has gone incredibly downhill since I found out about that. I mean, I got to see the Razorback game accidentally stupidly enough, they're fighting with YouTube TV, but it's on YouTube.
Right.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah.
Or same
so,
people.
Like, but YouTube, like just anybody can just
well,
go.
Well, you
watch
just
it?
Find it on there. You know, there's just, yeah. You know.
Oh, I know.
Got like, yeah.
What about you? Wally in
yeah, yeah.
Basement it's, taping it off
yeah,
the TV.
Yeah. I'd like to stream the Razorbacks game, brother. For everybody, brother.
Yeah.
I'm big Hogs fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Woo Pig Sui. So you found the Russian link.
Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I think it said Islam TV.
Yeah, there you go.
So they stopped right at one point and everybody bowed down.
Yeah.
There
but
may
then
be a lot of that going
again.
On if this yeah. between ESPN and YouTube keeps going.
The Hogs can't be halal for them. They can't be.
Are the rich people just not rich enough?
I guess yeah. not. I mean, come on, give us something. Yeah. You know, because what I didn't get to see that I really would have liked to seen that Tennessee-Oklahoma game.
Mm-hmm.
I could not find it anywhere.
So they just completely dropped the ball for everybody this weekend? Well, like nobody could
yeah.
watch it?
Yeah.
So where was it meant to be?
These contracts that they signed with each other, they put it at the most least advantageous time for the fan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, they want to put the pressure on YouTube TV to pay more for
mm-hmm.
their product.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do it in the middle of college football season.
Yeah.
That'll show them.
Mm-hmm.
And the most upsetting thing to me is I found out something I didn't know, is that you can buy an app and still not use it, be
yeah.
able to use it. I have purchased the ESPN app. Cost $130 a year.
Mm-hmm.
I can't use it because my TV provider is YouTube TV.
Oh, yeah, you can't.
And if you got the app, you ought to see whatever they got on their app.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with any other TV. I'm mm-hmm. done with them.
Yeah.
I'm done.
I've been done with them.
Yeah. I mean, that's just ridiculous.
Yeah. And not only that, but the app is so bad. It's so bad to find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
And all that stuff, the quality, everything about it.
Yeah.
But so YouTube TV was supposed to have it. And
well, it was on ESPN on YouTube TV.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
But they won't, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's more than that. It's ABC.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Nat Geo.
Disney, Hulu.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's.
So the only people.
That's not a big deal to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the ESPN thing is a much bigger deal to me. And ABC.
Sure.
Well, and moving into something else, the Razorbacks opened their basketball season tonight, which was going to be on ESPN Plus,
yeah.
which you got to have ESPN to get.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, not only do you have to have ESPN to get it, you have to have YouTube TV just to stream something that's not anywhere else. It's
yeah.
just streamed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, they wouldn't.
Somebody owes us some money.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think we ought to sue them all.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Yeah.
Just
have you been
everybody.
Affected by
yeah.
YouTube TV, ESPN?
That's right.
Yeah.
We'll get Jackie Childs.
Yeah, that's right.
This is preposterous,
yeah.
ridiculous,
yeah. egregious. told you to stream the game. I didn't tell you to stream the game.
But I'm telling you, as bad as the Razorback football team is, and we'll get down and talk to that in a minute, Razorback basketball team is going to be fun to watch.
Yeah.
Not that they'll win every game.
Sure.
But, man, you know, Memphis is not a bad basketball team, and they beat them like they owned them last week.
Yes.
Nice.
At Memphis.
Yep.
And so,
good sign.
You know, I think they really did good. And
who do we got right now? Who's our guy? Like, who's our
Calipari?
Right.
Calipari, you're talking about. Oh, they got like lots of different players. They got Knox. They got Brazil back. They got a couple of freshmen. And I don't know their names. Mm. They change so often.
Yeah.
I just. But man,
but we're locked in now. We don't have to worry about these guys.
Oh, they can always move.
There's no rules. It's the wild, wild west. Oh, yeah. They get upset with the coach, they quit.
Yeah, great. They
just keep their money and quit.
They already got them. You know, I'm going to leave.
I'm going to take it.
Yeah, I'm going to take it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, looking pretty good. Looking pretty good, I think, for this year. It's going to be fun. Yep. So
nice.
Look, the Herd's at UMass
tonight.
Yeah,
and that's the Cal connection.
That's right.
Between Marshall and Arkansas tonight is Cal was at UMass. I think that's where he started, wasn't it?
That's where he almost got whooped by John Chaney. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. And the Herd's at UMass tonight to open the season.
And we're recording on Monday, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the 3rd.
YouTube needs to get this thing worked out by then.
Quickly. Yeah,
by tonight.
Yeah. What's the deal? You know, yeah, because we got Razorbacks, Herd.
Monday Night Football.
Yeah. And the Cowboys are on Monday Night Football. Yeah. So Jerry Jones will make it work. It'll be settled by then. Because he'll make it work. Which, by the way, I know this isn't on there, but I got to talk. Have you seen that Netflix documentary on him?
No, but I need to watch it.
Yeah, you do. It's just so self-promoting.
Yeah.
I mean, and I love the Cowboys, and he's from Arkansas. But, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like – he went and said, "Hey Netflix, how much would it cost me for you to do a deal to make
2-hour infomercial
like,
about
yeah.
me?
Yeah, make me look
I'm
like
great.
I'm surprised he wasn't on there telling you how great he was. But I mean, it's just like
that's awesome.
I mean, it's crazy. And
don't cry, only, Micah. I wouldn't cry. Not that I know who did that.
No idea." It was the president.
Sorry, Coach Ernest.
Yeah.
I still think it's funny.
Oh, yeah.
I showed it to some people. They said we need to send it in Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
That good. So
there you go.
Yeah. But anyway, enough talk about that.
Sure.
Go on down to, let's do this real quickly. Dodgers won, so what? Let's go.
I was actually rooting for the Dodgers, so
I know. Yeah. I know. It went longer than I thought it would.
It did.
Yeah. And
Blue Jays had their chances.
That's right. Went to extra innings in the 7th game. That's if you like baseball.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. If you like baseball, which I don't anymore, that was really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
As if there wasn't enough.
How about Auburn now in the coaching carousel?
Mm-hmm.
Now I added them onto this because I was speaking. The names will remain anonymous to protect the guilty. But two Arkansas fans last night, and they were trying to make the case to me that Arkansas was a better job than Auburn. Would you agree with that? Now you got to take all your Razorback partiality out of that.
No, I know, and I would. My first answer was going to be no.
Yeah.
And I was just trying to think about it because Auburn's expectations may make it worse. I think we're close to the same,
right?
But I think they haven't even. They think they're supposed to be Alabama,
right?
And I don't think we're quite that bad. We're close, but not quite. And that's the only reason it would make it a better job.
Yeah.
Anything else you got, Tony?
Nope. I think we pretty much covered it.
All right. Well, man, I tell you what. We've made it another week.
We have.
Football.
Thanks for everybody that makes it possible.
That's right.
It amazes us every week.
That's right. All our sponsors, we appreciate all them. We appreciate everybody that helps us out, getting all the information, the coaches, the play-by-play guys, all them. Most of all, we appreciate the kids. That's who we're doing it for. We'll see you next week.
See you next week.